This is True Crime Psychology and Personality, where we discuss the pathology behind some of the most horrific crimes and those who committed them from a scientifically informed perspective.
I'm Dr. Todd Grande. I have a PhD in counselor education and supervision, and I'm a licensed professional counselor of mental health. Dr. Todd Grande, that's my YouTube channel.
Today's question is, can I analyze the case of Alex Gumm? First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the disappearance, then offer my analysis. Alex Gumm was born on June 27, 1993. He lived with his parents, Ben Gumm and Sally McLaren, in Connecticut. The family moved to New Hampshire in 1998 and ran a bed and breakfast. In 2004, the family moved to North Berwick, Maine, where they ran another bed and breakfast. When he was young, Alex developed an interest in graffiti art and skateboarding, but eventually turned his attention to music. He played the piano, guitar, and drums, and would write songs. Alex traveled around the local area with various bands. He didn't graduate from high school, but later he did earn his GED. At age 22, Alex moved to Los Angeles, California, and tried to make it as a professional artist using the stage name Albert Johnson. To make a living, he worked as a food delivery driver. Alex started searching for a higher purpose in life, and his behavior became bizarre. He believed that extraterrestrial beings once inhabited the mythical continent of Lemuria. Alex thought that he was a descendant of this population. He theorized that during a musical performance, he would ascend to another universe. According to a friend of his, one night after performing on stage, Alex looked defeated. Referring to the aliens, he said, "They didn't come." He conducted research on religion, changed his diet to be consistent with veganism, and withdrew from social activities. People said that his personality characteristics appeared to change. In 2015, Alex made a trip to India as part of a spiritual journey and spent a total of 6 weeks there. In 2017, Alex returned to Maine and lived in the bed and breakfast operated by his parents. He did this after losing his job, losing his girlfriend, and leaving the band he had been part of. It seemed as though he had been defeated. Alex spent a lot of time in a small wing of the house. He started meditating, took a vow of silence, slept on the floor in his bedroom, and lived an isolated existence. Alex would not even eat meals with his parents. On February 20, 2018, Alex gave up on the vow of silence. He informed his parents that he wanted to move to the Hawaiian island of Kauai in order to seek enlightenment. This island is the westernmost of the main Hawaiian islands and a popular tourist destination. The day after his announcement, Alex shaved his head in preparation for his magical journey. Now moving to the timeline of the disappearance. On February 22, 2018, Alex Gumm's parents dropped him off at a bus station in Dover, New Hampshire. His mother tried to take a photograph of him, but he blocked his face with his hand. She asked him to call when he arrived at his destination, but he never did. Alex took the bus to Logan Airport in Boston, Massachusetts. He flew to the island of Kauai as planned. Alex stayed in a hostel called the Kauai Beach House in the town of Kapa'a. This town is the most populous on the island and is located on the eastern shore. On February 22, Alex called for a cab. He did the same thing on February 23. Neither taxi company has any record of picking him up. Alex left the Kauai Beach House on February 24. He has never been seen or heard from again. His parents reported him missing to the authorities. Here's what was discovered by the police, family members, friends, and other interested parties. Since his disappearance, there has been no activity on Alex Gumm's cell phone, and he has not used his debit card. He had $8,000 in his bank account that was untouched. Before leaving Maine, Alex searched on the internet for edible plants and berries, as well as camping equipment. In March or April of 2018, there was a possible sighting of Alex at a homeless camp at Salt Pond Beach Park on the southern shore. A woman approached a man who appeared to be reading some type of religious book, like the Bible. The man had a tattoo on his arm. The description of the tattoo matched one that Alex had. The woman offered him a bowl of soup containing ham, but he refused, saying that he only consumed plants. In August of 2018, there was another possible sighting of Alex, this time near a state park on the western shore of the island. The witness was a young woman who said that the man looked hungry, tired, and disheveled. She saw him a second time that same day. This time he was with a woman. Both of them looked intoxicated. In the spring of 2019, there was a third possible sighting. This time, a man was spotted shopping for camping gear at a home improvement store near the southern shore, not far from the first possible sighting. At the time making this video, Alex Gum is still missing.
24 hours ago, I found out the person that I'd been dating and seeing for the last 6 months as a con man.
That is my sister, Emma. Andrew Tonks' lies had been so convincing, she'd invested $300,000 with him. However, the tables were about to turn on Andrew. What he didn't know was that Emma had discovered his real identity. But to get any chance of justice, Emma had to act like it was business as usual. Coming up in this series...
And that's when murder, all this stuff goes through my mind. I'm really, really scared.
I'm assuming Sarah has watched too much Netflix and figures I've been defrauding you. Couldn't be further from the truth.
That's what this was, a real-life story that seems so unbelievable, but it was actually true.
A true story that all starts with one simple swipe to the right. I'm Sarah Ferris.
And I'm Emma Ferris, and this is my story, Conning the Con.
Hello, this is Gary Chahot welcoming you to check out the French History Podcast. Our main show covers the history of France from the first humans until present. If you liked Mike Duncan's The History of Rome and wanted a similar program covering the land of beauty, culture, and love, we are exactly that. We also host world-renowned scholars who have delivered guest episodes on their specialties, including 18th century pirates, revolutionary booksellers in 20th century Paris, the special friendship between the Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson, and numerous others. Learn what you love and listen to the French History Podcast today.
And moving to my analysis, here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one, Kauai is nicknamed the Garden Isle. It has been featured in many movies, including the 1958 musical South Pacific and the 1993 science fiction film Jurassic Park. The island is 562 square miles, making it the fourth largest of the Hawaiian Islands. The population is about 72,000, and the island has about 1.2 million visitors every year. The vast majority of the population resides near the water, leaving the middle of the island virtually uninhabited. Only 10% of the island is accessible by motor vehicle. The climate is temperate year-round, although there is a tremendous amount of rain. It is not unheard of for individuals to travel to the island to become part of the voluntary homeless population. It is possible to survive off the land and to remain out of view. Homeless individuals can blend in with hikers. Item number two, Alex Gum developed his own religious belief system. It was a mixture of Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, New Age mysticism, and other religions. He had discussed the idea of joining a monastery. There are several monasteries on the island of Kauai. The monasteries which have been contacted by people searching for Alex have denied that he is there. As far as being with other people, another possibility would be that Alex joined a cult. The island is known for attracting those interested in the counterculture. For example, in 1969, a notorious nudity-obsessed hippie commune was started by Elizabeth Taylor's brother, Howard Taylor. It was called Taylor Camp. It was dismantled in the 1970s, but other cults could have established themselves on the island. Item number three, based on statements made by Alex and based on his internet search history, it appears as though he contemplated living off the land. Alex was considered intelligent, but there are no indications that he was worldly, practical, or capable of surviving in the wilderness. He used both marijuana and mushrooms and was described as fearless and immature. These are not behaviors and characteristics associated with successfully living off the grid. Item number 4, Alex had several strange beliefs about aliens. As I mentioned, he believed that he was a descendant of an alien race who once inhabited the mythical continent of Lemuria. He came to believe that the island of Kauai was where Lemuria had been located. He probably came across this idea by watching the TV show Ancient Aliens. He was a big fan of the show. Ancient Aliens is a show that promotes pseudo-archaeology. The typical format of the show involves fabricating a large nonsensical story based on a small amount of fact. The show is extremely attractive to people with New Age and conspiratorial beliefs. Alex said that he had conducted extensive research on the topic of aliens. The way he used the word research in this context is highly associated with conspiratorial thinking. Almost all conspiracy theorists claim that they have conducted their own research. Alex also said that he had been communicating with the aliens, which points to the idea that he may have been delusional. This brings me to item number 5. What could have been going on with Alex Gum's mental health? There is no way to know for sure. Alex refused to receive mental health treatment, but many people who knew him believed that he could have had mental health symptoms. One theory is that Alex was psychotic, like his bizarre beliefs could have been delusional. Psychosis can be caused by several different mental disorders, for example, schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder, brief psychotic disorder, delusional disorder, and major mood disorders, like major depressive disorder and bipolar disorder. Alex did not appear to be disorganized, therefore schizophrenia and schizoaffective disorder do not appear to be likely. If he was psychotic, the psychosis lasted for a while, so brief psychotic disorder doesn't seem like a good explanation. Delusional disorder is a possibility, but this disorder is relatively rare. One could argue that a better explanation for the symptoms would be something like bipolar disorder, because Alex appeared to have symptoms consistent with mania. In addition to psychosis, mania often features impulsivity, poor judgment, and increased goal-directed activities. Alex Gum's social withdrawal could be explained by mania in the form of paranoia, or it could be explained by depression, which is also part of bipolar disorder. Now moving to my final item, number 6, let's take a look at the theories about what happened to Alex Gum. Theory number 1 is that Alex is living alone on the island or somewhere else. Several factors support this theory. For example, Alex searched the internet for items related to surviving in the wild, and the possible sightings indicate that he continued to survive at least a while after breaking contact with family and friends. This theory is contradicted by a few factors. For example, living off the grid is quite difficult. Alex was not an outdoor survival type of person. He has not accessed any financial accounts. And Alex appeared to have mental health symptoms, which could interfere with his ability to make logical decisions. Theory number 2 is that Alex joined some type of cult or religious group. This theory is supported by the fact that he mentioned doing this, but it's contradicted by his tendency to isolate. Alex did not appear to be in search of other people, at least not people from the planet Earth. Theory number 3 is that Alex was a victim of foul play and is no longer alive. There is no indication that anyone harmed Alex. He traveled to the island of his own volition, and it is not considered to be a particularly dangerous place as far as crime. Theory number 4 is that Alex died due to his own behavior. For example, he wandered off into the middle of the island and died from exposure or some other wilderness-related cause. It's also possible that he brought an end to his own life. This theory is supported by the fact that Alex failed to contact family or friends for years and was possibly suffering from psychosis. How would I rank these theories from most to least probable? I believe that the most probable theory is number 4. Alex died from his own behavior. I would then go with theory number 1. He is living off the grid, on the island, or somewhere else. Then I would go with theory number 2. he joined a cult or religious organization. Then finally, theory number three, he was the victim of foul play. Now moving to my final thoughts. Certain beautiful areas, like the Hawaiian Islands, have been associated with mysticism and the counterculture. Someone visiting Hawaii is likely to find insects, hurricanes, a high cost of living, a challenging labor market, and an endless supply of tourists. A visitor is unlikely to find the meaning of life or an ancient race of extraterrestrial beings. Hawaii is a good place for a vacation, but it is a poor selection for off-the-grid survival. Unfortunately, some who search for an alternative lifestyle simply find the alternative to remaining alive.
This has been True Crime Psychology and Personality from Ars Longa Media. This content is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis.
Hi, this is Amy and Vanessa from She Goes By Jane, where we shine light on the stories of missing and unidentified women. On November 7th, we're sharing Nahida's story for the first time in a podcast. And this is a story that I thought I knew, but after reading police reports, became more complicated than I thought. When investigators are called to Nahida Khatib's house, everything looks fine. Her purse is on the kitchen table, her cup of coffee is on the counter, and her two-year-old niece is in her playpen. The only thing amiss? Nahida is missing.
Every week, we feature a poem written in honor of the person we're talking about. This week, we're joined by one of our favorite actresses. You might know her from Sister Act or King of the Hill or The Descendants. But if you're like us, you'll know her from Hocus Pocus. She's the much-beloved Kathy Najimy. Join us November 7th to hear Nahida's story.